Okay, we're talking about the idea of everything on Shabbos being doubled. And we said that doubling is really a function of pairs and partners and mates. We said everything in this world has a mate. We explained what that means, that there's somebody who's giving and someone who's receiving. And that's how it wasn't every day of the week. And that's what Shabbos was looking for, a mate. And then we explained how everything really can receive and give and has a Zohar and a Nekeva component, depending on its frame of reference. Like a parent, a wife can be a receiver from the husband, but a giver to the children. A husband can be a receiver from Hashem and then a giver to his wife. So there's different aspects of giving and receiving. And then where do you determine what's its primary gender, if it both has a Zohar and a Nekeva capacity? And we say it depends on where it primarily exists. Where we were saying that the husband and wife, since the husband and wife are in the same generation, the same plateau, so the husband is giving to the wife, so that's why he's Zohar, although he receives from Hashem, but Hashem is way up there and the person's down here. So it depends a lot on where the person's at, and that's where the primary gender comes from. That's how we explained that the neshama as well, why it's female, although it receives from Hashem because it's way up there, so it's in Hashem's world, so to speak. It really does not belong down here in this world. Therefore, it's more function of the receiving from Hashem as opposed to the giving life down here. So that's where we're up to this point. So now we're on the top of page Kuf Tzadi Dalet. And now let's zero in on Shabbos and the idea of the doubling of the Shabbos. Dalet. Omnam. Be'inyin HaShabbos. When we're talking about the concept of Shabbos, Yesh Tosefes Omek Lama Nikris Nekeva Machmas Kabbalah Sifat Hashem Milmala. There's an extra, deeper reason why Shabbos is called Nekeva, why Shabbos is looked at as the female gender, in addition to the fact that it receives its unity from Hashem, and it receives the gifts from Hashem. V'lo Nikra Zohar, and it's not called a Zohar, and it's not called Zohar because even though it bestows good upon the world, right? Shabbos receives from Hashem, right? It receives the unbelievable holiness from Hashem. So that's the receiving part. Shabbos is the Nekeva. Shabbos is primarily the Kala, even though it gives blessing to us, which is a Zohar aspect. So in addition to that first reason, we have another reason. In every item, every object, everything, that it has on one side, the side of being the giver, and on the other hand, the side of being the receiver. There would be what to debate, to be in doubt about. Do we call it because of it being a giver, or it being called a receiver? Because when it is giving, its shape is the shape of the reality of a giver, of one who bestows. And when one receives, it looks like a receiver. Things change according to the place, according to the time. Ulamashal, for example. Ha'asher shenoisein lo'oni matnas kesef. A rich man gives a poor man a gift of money. So roas atzmo kula mashpia. He sees himself totally as a giver. Ube'emes, but the truth is, harei kibel hu berchas min shemaim. He has received blessings from heaven. Nimtza shmitzad echad eino elo nekeva mekabelas. On the one hand, the rich man is really the female gender who's receiving. V'lamayim came govalibo. So why is his heart so proud? And he thinks he's so great that he's a giver when he's really a receiver. Right? Aval hasiba, but the reason is, shebashar shu roas hakesef shebiyodo. When he sees the money in his hand, shecheyachu shekiblu min hashamayim. He forgets that he received it from heaven. Shebaregaza, because at this moment, for his times mana kabbalah, the time of receiving has stopped, v'kulu mashpia, and he's totally a giver. In other words, you look at a rich man, and we say, Mr. Rich Man, don't you realize that you've been on the take from Hashem all this time? Rich Man says, I know what you're talking about. I see money in my bank account. It's been in here for years. Right? So maybe at the moment he got it, maybe he sensed he got it from Hashem. But there's a stop. There's a stop. There's a break. There's, okay, there was a time where God bestowed, and that stopped. It's finished. And now there's a time where I give, and I'm mainly giving now. So they're distinct times. Number one. Even when he receives, it's not that pennies came from heaven, but from heaven came down the light of kindness of Hashem. And in our world, it translates into gold and silver. But he sees in his blindness, it's my strength and my awesome power that made all this wealth. That's why he sees himself primarily as a giver and not as a receiver. So what's he saying right now? He's saying up to this point that really, if we look at everything, it's hard to know if something's really a giver or really a receiver, because it's broken up into different times. Like with this rich fellow, yes, there is a time that he is a receiver, but that time stops, and then there's a time that he's a giver, and when he's the giver, he's not the receiver, and when he's the receiver, he's not the giver, and when he's the receiver, a lot of times he can't even recognize that he's being the receiver. So in general, what he's saying is, although we have this dual nature, the dual nature is usually broken up into different periods. In one period, you're a receiver, and in one period, a giver, and it's very rare that the two are at the same time. Right? The wife, let's say the most basic way. The wife says to the husband, you know, we need money for the family. So the husband says, okay, here's $1,000. So she's a receiver. Finished. So she's finished being a receiver. Now she goes to the kids, she goes shopping, she buys food, she gives, she's serving dinner, she's a giver. It's very rarely, she's not going to be the giver and the receiver at the same time. Right? So sometimes you're playing this role, sometimes you're playing that role. So even though, here's the point, and you'll see why he's making an issue of this, because we're going to see how it's possible to be different than that. Everything has a dual nature. Everything is a giver and a receiver. But everything in this world, the giving and the receiving, is never at the same time. Generally speaking, we're going to discuss the exceptions in a minute. But generally speaking, it's not at the same time. Yes, Sammy?
Is Hashem a giver only, or is he also a receiver at times?
Okay, so that's a very good question. Let's defer that answer till we finish the chapter. And if I forget to bring it up, we'll ask it again, because it'll be better when we go a little further. Okay, that's a good question. All right, now we take the next step. So even though everything has a dual nature, but it never has the dual nature at the same time. There's a time when it's the receiver, and at that time it's only receiver. There's a time it's a giver, and at that time it's only a giver. Avol Eitz La Shabbos. When we talk about Shabbos, it's receiving the Kedusha from Hashem. And it's giving this Kedusha to the Jewish people. We see them happening at the same time. That which it receives from above, that exact thing in its shape is what it is doing when it is giving and bestowing to us. Nimtza Shigamba Esa Hashba Roy Mesa Kabbalah. So at the very same time that the Shabbos is giving to us, it's receiving as well. So therefore it's more underscored the fact that it's a recipient. Because even when it's giving, it's receiving at the same time. Right? When someone's giving and it's separated when they're receiving, so then we can start questioning which is the primary. But if you are giving and receiving simultaneously, then you obviously have to say that there's a receiver. Because the whole giving only comes out of the receiving. And that's what it is by Shabbos. And he's going to give a beautiful analogy to this. to appreciate why this is happening. So what is Shabbos? Shabbos is the day, what's happening on Shabbos? That all of, remember, we can't go over everything in the book now, but Hashem, you know, everything stops and everyone recognizes that there's Hashem in this world. And the more we recognize it, the more that Hashem is bestowing into this world. And that's what Shabbos does. That when the Shabbos comes, Hashem is bestowing into the day all of what He is. And at that point, the Jew who keeps the Shabbos is the beneficiary of everything that Hashem is pouring into the Shabbos goes into the Jew. So it's all happening at the same time. So that's why we're going to say that Shabbos is the Nekeva, because even though it's giving to us, you know, it's giving to us, but it's giving at the same time that it's receiving. And therefore, we have to call it the receiver, and therefore we call it the Nekeva, the female. V'navi shuv mashal, I'll give you another example. L'tmuna shetzir hatzayir. A picture that a painter has painted. You have on the one hand a picture that the painter has painted. Ulumas on the other side, mire shiroim darka tsuras omi kenegto. A mirror that will reflect the image of that which stands before. So let's think about this. You've got an artist who draws a picture of whatever, a beautiful waterfall scene. No, that's not a good example. An artist who draws a picture of Leonard Chazen. Mamish. A 3D picture of Leonard Chazen standing. Mamish. A painting of that. Right? So that we have one thing. And then on the other hand, we have Leonard Chazen standing in front of a mirror. So we look in the mirror, and we look at the painting. Do we see anything different?
Yes.
No. We don't see anything different. Same thing. Isn't it?
Not exactly.
Well, no, the painter was a very good painter. Right? He painted a very good picture. Right? A real three-dimensional picture. Okay, either way. So let's see what happens now. Lishneim yeshtei habchinas. So both of these, the picture and the mirror, has two aspects. Right? Bechinas mashpia ubechinas Makabel. There's the aspect of giving and the aspect of receiving. Why? Hatmuna kibla mehatzayir suraso. The picture received its picture, its form from the painter. So when I look at this canvas and I see the picture of Leonard, the canvas received the picture from the painter. V'achshav himara yofia l'chutz. And now the picture shows beauty. Leonard's all dressed up. Shows beauty to anyone who looks at the picture and is giving off a nice picture. Somebody goes to the art gallery and says, wow, that's an amazing picture. I'm enjoying the picture. The picture's giving off pleasure to those that are looking at the picture. Right? And so the mirror, kibla tsurasa me'omed mula, receives the picture from that who's standing in front of him. Then it also reflects the beauty. So you think it's the same, right? There's a big difference between these two in two ways. The difference is in two ways. On the one hand, the painting that received its form from the painter, that was 10 years ago when the picture was painted. Also, when it received the picture, when the canvas got the picture, was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, it was a receiver. But now he omedes mitzad asmit, stands on alone. Veinat shricha l'shum kabbalah. Doesn't need any receiving. V'chol kula mashpiyat zrusachutz, and all it does now is give off the pleasure of people seeing a beautiful picture. Right? There's a distinct separation in time between when the canvas was a receiver and when the canvas was a giver. Mashenke in a mirror, but on the other hand, the mirror, komasha tmuna sa omed mula, mishtakef es besoch mitocho. So as long as there's a picture that's standing before it, right, and it's being able to reflect that, hurak mitesha omed mula kol rega varega. It's because the person is standing in front of it every moment. Umashpias tmusa l'tochamara. And he's giving off his form into the mirror. But if the image in front of the mirror moves away for a second, At that moment, the picture's gone. Right? So that's number one. Before, when the painter had to be in front of the canvas to put the picture. And if the painter would leave, there'd be no picture if he hasn't finished painting. But now that he's finished painting, you don't need the influencer to be in front of the canvas anymore. The canvas can give and give and give and give and give. The mirror can give only at the moment that the receiver is standing in front of it, that the giver is standing in front of it. The second that the giver moves away, then the mirror can't receive and can't give. It's totally tied up into the one that's bestowing into it. That's number one. It's number one difference. Next page, Kotsari, hey. Vishenis in the second difference. Koach Hatzayir Shitzir Abitzmuna, the power of the picture that was painted. Bami Kochosov Vidimyosov Ukshura Shel Hatzayir. It came from the strength, the imagination, the intelligence of the painter. Vehem Shiyitsru Esatzmuna Marasavan. And that's what painted the picture that stands before us. The talent of the painter. But now, when you're looking at the picture, you don't see the painter. You don't see Renoir. Now, all you see is the picture of the person that he painted. The image of the reception of the picture and the image of the giving from the picture isn't the same picture. What I mean? That when the painting was being painted, there was an image of Renoir in front of the cloth. And that's what was painting it. What was making the picture? It was Renoir and his genius was making the picture. And that was going on when the picture was being made. Now that the picture's here, what do we see? We see Leonard Chazen. That's all we see. We don't see Renoir. Okay, maybe you could tie it to, it's Renoir's style, Wusachveis, whatever they call the different names for the different periods and the painters. Baruch Hashem, I'm forgetting all those words, right? So, but it's two different things. They're, not only is it a break in time, but it's a break in what you see. You see this picture, I see this picture, that's all. It's this picture. I don't see Renoir. Although Renoir, without Renoir, we wouldn't have had the picture. But now this picture creates an illusion that this Leonard Chazen is just there. He's just there. And I don't see the guy who made the picture. But the picture that is reflecting from the mirror, through the mirror, that which the mirror receives, exactly what it is receiving, it is exactly what it's reflecting. So if Leonard's standing in front of the mirror, it's receiving Leonard, and what's it giving away, giving off? Leonard. It's exactly the same. There's no difference. Exactly. Ulchein, therefore, in Achanami, the truth is, yeah, shetmuna shenasa al deitzayir, yeshli stapik, imhu begeter zocher and kever. So now that I look at the painting, I could ask myself, is the painting zocher, or is the painting the kever? Is it male or female? Is it a giver, is it a receiver? I don't know. Hard to tell. Because at one time it was receiving, and another time it's giving. You know, and therefore we'll have to come to a final conclusion based on, well, okay, what's its overall place, what's its overall thing? You know, that's what would have to be the deciding factor. Or, as we say with the wife, right? She's zocher, she's a kever. On the one hand, she's getting from her husband. On the other hand, she's giving to her kids. But you don't see any connection between the two. Because they're not at the same time. And B is a different picture. It's a different picture. You know, when the wife is making the dinner, you don't see the husband giving the money. It's a different picture. It's the husband giving the money, fine. But then the wife is making the dinner. You don't see one, you know, so I don't know. She saw her, she didn't care, I don't know. So what do we say? Well, okay, so we say her primary function is being married to a man. That's her main thing. That makes her one person, makes her one neshama. Okay, and in that aspect, that's her primary aspect. So we say she's in a keva, and that's it. But the truth is, I had to think about it, and I had to make a determination. But until I do that, I'm not really sure, because there's aspects where you're, when you have any aspect that has duality, the dual nature within it is never simultaneous, and it's never the same picture of both sides of the coin. All right, you understand the kind. That's how everything is in this world. Everything in this world is a giver and a receiver, but it's never happening at the same time. Okay, now where am I now? Did I finish that paragraph? One second. No, I didn't. So everything in the world. So the picture, you're not sure. Right? About six lines from the top now, right? Right? You could forget temporarily what the canvas received from the painter. You could look at the picture and that's all you see now. You forget about the painter. But the person's looking at the mirror. Oh, al hayarech, or let's say the moon. Let's talk about the moon. Shugam kemar, the moon is nothing more than a mirror. Could you call the moon or mirror the male who is giving? But we could sense right away that it has nothing of its own. The mirror, you know, has something of its own, because you know as soon as Leonard walks away, there's no picture. The moon, you know, isn't its own source, because you know it only is getting from the sun. At the time it gets from the sun, that's the time that it reflects. It'll never reflect if it's not getting from the sun. Not once. So you can't make a mistake. But that which it receives from every moment, that's, right? That's what it's able to give. Only what it's receiving at that moment. That it in of itself has no color at all, no essence. Therefore, we call completely nekeva, completely receiver. The mirror is a complete, is a nekeva. Is a nekeva. Why? But it's giving. It's only giving at the very same time that it's getting. So now there's no mistake. It's a receiver. It's a receiver. At the very moment it gets, and a thing has to be standing in front of it, at the moment it gives, it gets, and if it stops getting, it stops giving. Period. That's the moon. Next paragraph. Is that Mamish in Yina Shabbos? So this is Mamish what Shabbos is. Shenikris, Kala b'myuchad, is uniquely called a Kala, a bride. She called Dover Ba'olam. I mean, look at everything in this world. Everything in this world. Afilu mitzvah satorah, even the mitzvahs of the Torah. Even a mitzvah when you're doing it. Acha shekiblu mitziusu mishamayim, once they receive their reality from Hashem, once they've been given existence, yesh lahem mahus v'givin lasav, they seem to have their own essence, their own color, their own shade. V'chein hamoadim, even the holidays, kolechad kifia givin shal, has its own shade. Zezman Cheres is a time of freedom. Zezman Simchas is a time of joy. And it seems to stand alone. It got what it got from Hashem. Now it moves away from Hashem, so to speak. And now it's in the role of giving. Avol Shabbos Kodesh. Leis Lei Migar Moklum. It has nothing of its own. Elhi Aspaklari Hame'ira Shemishtakef Mitocha Yichud Hashem. It is a beautifully clear mirror in which you can see within that mirror Hashem. And that which it can give of us, when we feel that Shekhinah, that it's radiating, it's only because Hashem is radiating that Shekhinah into the Shabbos at that very same time. Kedushas Hashem Yisparach V'Yichudah, the holiness of Hashem and His oneness. You can't ascertain within it that aspect of giver, because shekoch kabalasa mudgosh lagamri, because the power of its receiving is totally being accentuated at the time when it's giving. So Shabbos, the only day of the week you can't make that. It's the only thing in creation that you can't make that mistake. that the Shabbos, whatever the Shabbos gets, it's getting directly from Hashem at that time, and that's what it's giving us at the very same time that it's getting. Right? You hear that? You see that idea? Yeah, but you don't see, you don't, right? It's like that too. Yeah, and that's why it's also, all the examples that he's been giving in the book, every time he gives an example of Malchus, right? So what's he ultimately saying? Malchus has nothing of its own.
So that's only above earth. We're not, everything on earth, like we said before, can only be a receiver at one time and giver at another. It cannot be at the same time.
Right.
Here we see two examples, Shabbos and the moon.
Well, yeah.
Receives and gives at the same time.
That's what he's...
This is not on the earth sphere.
Well, Shabbos is here.
Otherwise, it's a contradiction.
Sundays, no. Why is it a contradiction? It's the exception to the rule.
Be a receiver and a giver at the same time.
The exception, but there is the exception. And Shabbos and the moon is the exception. That's what I think. That is the exception.
And the moon and the mirror.
And the mirror was the model for that. Right. Right, the mirror is the model.
But it has nothing of its own. Was the key thing.
Right, nothing of its own means it's even though it's giving, but we can tell it's only giving what it's getting at the same time.
It's giving nothing of its own.
That's the point. So it's a perfect conduit.
Yeah,
it's a direct conduit. It's not with this break.
It could apply to a human, like to a husband. He doesn't get anything of his own. Everything comes from Hashem.
Yeah, but it doesn't come at the same. Yeah, but not at the same time. And people could make a mistake and think otherwise.
Oh yeah.
There's lots of people walking around thinking otherwise. Right. Right. It could be at that moment when the great thing happens and the miraculous parnasa comes. He thanks Hashem, but that was 25 years ago. That was the last time he remembered he got something from Hashem. Right. And now, when he's giving it, it's not at the exact same time that he got it. I made the money last week, I'm giving the money now. Right, but here it's total reflection. As it's coming in, it's coming out. Right? So obviously that's something that can make you closer to Hashem because there's no break. Hey, umaniv flamayata kfelus amayuchadus l'shavus kodesh. So now we see how wondrous is this concept of the unique doubleness of the Shabbos. Called Dover Ba'olam, everything in this world, Kimin Sharayan by as Koyach HaNoisin B'Nifrad, or as Koyach HaMakabal Nifrad, since we see its power of giving, or its power of receiving as distinct things, Nimshe She'en Kan Kfilas, there's no doubling. Look at a man, when he gets from Hashem, you see the side of getting. When he gives, you see the side of giving. You don't see it at the same time, so you never see more than one component at the same time. Even though it has two components, but there's only one component shining at one time. Either I'm in giving mode or I'm in receiving mode. I'm never in both. In Achanami, Shiyesh Kan Zugyot, I'm not going to argue, it's still a pair within that person. Avalonirim Shneim B'Yachad B'Vasachat, you don't see them at the same time. Aval B'Mashal Shel Hamir, but when we look at the mirror, Shisham Roim Ka'achas is a Mashpim Makabal. At the same time, you see the giver and the receiver. Umishtakevas Mitochat Suras Nosen Surasma. And you see exactly the giver inside the picture as well. Nimsa Shiroim Tumunakful. You're seeing a double picture. When you're looking at a mirror, you're seeing a Samir. You're seeing the mirror. Vesa Omed Negdo. And you're also seeing the one who's standing in front of it. You're seeing a mirror and a person. You're seeing both at the same time. Right? Not with a picture. When you're seeing a picture, all you're seeing is a picture. You're not seeing the painter in the picture. The mirror you're seeing, I you know it's a mirror, and you know it's also the person standing in front of the mirror. Both at the same time. And this is what Shabbos is. Right now says Shabbos, Kodesh, you see the Holy Shabbos. Vidarka es yichud Hashem Yisbaruch, and you see the path of the unity of Hashem through the Shabbos. Roin kiviyachol es achasim es akalak achas. You see the chas and the kal together at the same time. Mamish at the same time. Vehem b'Shabbos trei reyin delomis parshim. So that's why in Shabbos it's like the two friends that don't separate from each other. Now we understand. So when you're looking at Shabbos, what are you looking at? You're looking at Hashem. You're looking at Hashem who's giving, and the Shabbos is giving of Hashem at the same time. So now we understand what the rabbis say. Because of this doubling, Gam Tzuras Kol Karbonosel Mitzvosev O Chekfulim. That's why the whole image of the Karbonos, the Mitzvahs, the punishments, they're all doubled. That's how we started off the Medrash. Everything about Shabbos is doubled. Tuchalas. Why is everything doubled? Because there's a dual nature simultaneously going on at Shabbos. It's reminding you every moment of the Shabbos. When everything, you see a doubling. You're saying, I'm mamish, you're seeing Hashem. And it's mamish coming into me, all at the same time. It's not that, well, one day of the week is giving me, when the powers of Friday are giving me the powers of Friday, I don't necessarily see the receiving it got from Hashem. Right? Or what it received from the fourth day of the week. Right? Friday, the sixth day of the week, rather, receives from the third day of the week, which receives from Hashem. There's a bit of a chain going on. But Shabbos, it's just mirroring Hashem. And that's coming right into us all at the same time. Right? That's a big... Let me just finish the paragraph. Right? Lirmos, that hints to us, aladvekas amiyuchedes, the unique cleaving, v'hanoira hazu, that's so awesome. She Shabbos Kodesh, v'ashchina akdoish unirim ka'achas. The Shabbos Kodesh and the Shechina are appearing at the same time. Therefore, all the concepts are doubled because it's all reflecting that same thing all at the same time. Yeah, Leonard. Okay, so you're asking, but don't we know that Hashem is creating every moment of the day and everything is coming directly from Hashem? Yeah, but that's in a hidden way. That we don't recognize that. But Shabbos you can recognize. It's like the Shechina. The Shechina. You go to the Beis Hamikdash, the Shechina's there. You're recognizing something. You're not recognizing that aspect of Hashem nurturing reality every moment into our lives. That's something we can't recognize because it's so the same all the time. We can't recognize that. Only great tzaddikim could recognize it. Great tzaddikim, you're right, Leonard. You are right, but you have to be on such a level, and we're not on that level. It'd be an unbelievable level to feel that, to take it to that next step, right? Well, Shabbos is easier. Shabbos is easier.
But excuse me, unless you're a great tzaddik, you can't recognize Shabbos.
You don't have to be the same tzaddik.
But without a calendar, if you're in a dark room for a week, you lose track where Shabbos is.
No.
You know the example. What if someone's in a desert island and he forgets which day Shabbos? Does he keep Shabbos right away? Does he wait 7 days and then keep Shabbos?
Person will feel the energies of Shabbos.
And then why do we have that Shabbos?
Because a lot of people
don't feel.
No, if you didn't. I mean, it's not hard to lose track of that. You shouldn't lose track of that. You just see when the sun came up this day, and you take a rock and you count. It's not a hard thing. We ask shilas for people who don't do what they're supposed to do. Right? That's when there's shilas. But there shouldn't be a shila. If you were preparing every day of the week, there's no such shila. There's no shila.
Right, with a calendar.
Even without a calendar. Believe me, if I didn't have a calendar, I'd hope that I would know what day Shabbos is. You know. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, you know. If you have a starting point, you have no reason to lose where you're at. You're just one day after the next. One day after the next. Okay, Kufa Tzadivav. So now, let's take it a step further now. So now we understand why everything on Shabbos is doubled, because it's reflecting, receiving, and giving at the same time. And so you're saying, so, you know, big deal. But it is a big deal. It is a big deal. Because that means it's putting you in touch with the source much easier. That means it's easier to see the source on Shabbos, because it's happening simultaneously. It's easier to feel closeness to Hashem on Shabbos. We're not denying that you can feel closeness to Hashem in anything in this world. But you've got to go much further to do that. You look at the tree. The tree is giving me pleasure. And I know that the tree receives its growth from Hashem, but it's not happening at the same time. It's not happening at the same time. It's there already, right? It's been there for a while, right? And as it's happening, it's so hard to discern when it's happening, how it's happening. But when I see the tree and it's giving me pleasure, I see it, and that's already at a different time. But Shabbos, it's exactly at the same time that it gets, it gives. And that brings a greater closeness to me, to Hashem. Vav. V'inyin azugios v'akfelesh o Shabbos nisker v'tar v'inyin zocher v'shomer. How do you see this doubleness in the Torah? When we have in the fifth commandment, the fourth commandment, rather, it says zocheres yom Shabbos and shomeres yom Shabbos. Remember the Shabbos and keep the Shabbos. What do you know the rabbis say? V'amar Chazal, zocher v'shomer b'dibur echad nemru. Zocher and shomer were said with one utterance. With one utterance. That's the famous Chazal. Shomer v'zocher.
It's the Chadodi.
Okay, so what does that mean? How do you understand that statement? How do you understand that statement? At Sinai, zocher and shomer were said simultaneously. Right? Now look at the language. It says, B'dibur echad. What did it not say? V'ne'lo'amr, it didn't say, Zohar v'shomer, Bivas achas nemru. That Zohar and Shomer were said at the same time. Bivas achas means at the same time. B'dibur echad means with one utterance. What's the difference? Shal zeh lo yomer chazal, because the rabbis didn't say, because what did they say afterwards? Mashein apei yochodaber. That which the mouth can't say. It said, Shomer v'zocher, b'dibur echad, with one utterance. And it says, that which the mouth can't say, v'ena osni cholishma, the ear can't hear. Wait a minute, who says not? Well, shibabas achas, if it's simultaneously, it is. Shaper efshali shmohar, because can't you hear two voices at the same time? I have two of you stand in front of me. You say white and you say black. If you both say it at the same time, I'm going to hear both of them. If I'm listening carefully, it'll be mixed up a little bit, but I will hear. The ear can hear two voices, and two mouths can say two voices. But the rabbi said, that which God said is something that the mouth can't say, and the ear can't say. So what is that not? It's not simultaneous, but ela b'dibur echad, with one utterance. One mouth said two things. Right? Now you go to try to do that one. One utterance, one movement of voice, one sound wave. Well, I guess if there's two voices, there's two sound waves coming. So my ear can hear the two waves, and two different sources can make two different sound waves. But one utterance is one sound wave. One sound wave making two words. Now that's an impossibility. And that's the way Hashem did it. He could have done it another way. He could have created two sources of waves, sound waves, but he didn't. It was one sound wave, one voice. So now why and that's what it is. B'dibur echad, one utterance. Hainu osa dibur shomer zocher hu asma omer shomer. That source of sound wave that said shomer zocher is the same one that said shomer. That's what the rabbis are saying. Now that's already a whole different ball game. This is what he's going to explain. V'domen, it's similar. L'mah shomer medrash, what the medrash says. For example, ervas eshes achicha lo segaleh. The nakedness of the wife of your brother you shouldn't reveal. You shouldn't have relations with your sister-in-law. But it also says, Yavama Yavola, if the husband dies, if your brother dies, he has no kids, you marry his sister. So what do the matter say? It says, B'dibur echad nemru. Those two mitzvahs were said with one utterance. Same expression. Just like Shomer v'zocher was in one utterance, so was these two mitzvahs were said with one utterance. Not simultaneously, one utterance. Why? But move the understanding is Sharem Amorim Sosin Zeh, because the ideas contradict each other. Sharemimer Iser Eshes Ach Stamahu. If I say you're not allowed to be married to your brother's wife, that's a statement. It's a broad statement. You can never marry your brother's wife. It would apply even if he died without kids, because it just says you can't marry her. Finished. No, 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 no asterisks, no nothing. Right? And if we said at the same time, the contradiction would be greater. You tell me on the one hand, can't marry her. Other time it says, go marry her. But now that it's said with one utterance, ain't can't stir a cloud, there's no contradiction. The prohibition of marrying your brother's wife was never said in the time of a mitzvah, because at the same time I said it was prohibited, at the same time I said the mitzvah. That utterance that prohibited a brother, a sister-in-law, who asked Omer Yavam Yavol, it's the very same utterance that said, go marry her if the husband dies. Okay, we'll have to continue. We're in the middle here. But we'll see how it brings back to Shomer V'Zachar.